Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf ayin hey. We're holding the second line from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara tells us a story. The purpose of the story is to illustrate what we learned yesterday, that we have what we call in English the three cardinal sins, which means those three averos where the din is yehoreg v'al ya'avar. Makes no difference what the circumstances are, you are not allowed to go and be over those three isur. What are those three? One is avodah zarah, one is gili arayos, and one is shvichas dam. Our Gemara is focusing in particular on gili arayos, as you will see. And what the Gemara is going to tell us is not only is it osur to go and do actual gili arayos if you're being forced to at gunpoint by a Gentile, but the same thing applies under other types of circumstances where there is literally pikuach nefesh, and the answer is, I don't care. You're not allowed to be over on gili arayos. Not only that, but you're not allowed to be over on things which are accessory to or ancillary to gili arayos. Not actual gili arayos itself, but things which are very, very close to gili arayos, also prohibited, even if we're talking about pikuach nefesh. So, Timur, Omer v'yin Omer Rav. There was a person, Shenosan Einov Beisha Achas, who set his eyes on a particular woman, and he very much wanted to live with this woman because he was not able to. Vehelo liboitina. He became very, very sick. So much so, ubo v'sholu the roifim, they asked the doctors, v'omru ein loita kona acheti boil. There's no way that this person will survive unless she willingly goes and lives with this man. Otherwise, it's over. It's done. Call the Chevra Kadisha. Okay, Amru Chachamim, Yomus V'alti Bo'alai. I don't care. Even if he passes away, we're not going to go and allow him to go and live with her because of the Isra of Gili Arayos. It's because Nevesh. Yehorig Val Yavar, this person has to Chas Sholem pass away instead of going and be Megal Arayos with this woman. We're going to talk about the status of the woman in a moment. Was she married? Was she single? Everybody should have a little patience. So we went back to the doctors. We told the doctors, the rabbi said he cannot go and live with her. No, so they said a backup plan. Tamoy lefon of Aruma. At the very least, let him go and satisfy his eyes. And Playboy his, I'm sorry?
Playboy magazine.
Whatever. He should go and satisfy his terrible desires by seeing her undressed. So that will hopefully give him a refuah. They asked the rabbis, can we permit that? And they said, no. Yomus Baal Tama, the fun of Aruma, do not permit that under any circumstance.
So that's considered an ancillary...
Exactly right. That's what we said before. That's in Hebrew called Avizrayu de Aroy. Something which is ancillary to, accessory to, appurtenant thereto, any of those wonderful words. So then I have another idea, said the doctors. To Saper Imoy Machir Hageder. At least let him go and talk to her on the other side of the Mechitza. If you don't want him to go and see her, then, okay, at least maybe that itself, that will be enough. Yomus v'loy tisaper imay chayri geta. They said, no, aloy mit an aleph. We're not going to allow this. Pligi barav yankam bar'idi v'rab shumam bar'nachmei. Chadom eishas ish hoysa. One said that it was an eishas ish, and then it's very understandable why we'd go and put up as many protective forces as possible not to allow Chas v'sholem any of his cravings and desires to materialize Chas v'sholem. He'd be over eishas ish. It's terrible. So I can understand. That's Gili Arayos. V'chadom b'pnuya hoysa. No, she was single. So freyti mar bishlom l'mandi yom eishas ish hoysa shapin. Then it's very understandable. That's one of the three cardinal sins. Yorik val yavar. Don't allow him, even though it's pikuach nefesh, the doctors say, it's all over, call the Chevra Kadisha. Makes no difference, we won't allow him to get close to this woman, because who knows, chas v'sholem, what might eventually transpire. Worse comes to worse, he lives with her, he'll be over a lav. What's the lav of lo yekodesh l'mnei Yisrael? She'll be over lo yekodesh l'mnei Yisrael. All wonderful, but lav is lav is lav. We're not talking about one of the Yehoreg V'al Yavar. There's no Misa just talking to her. There's no Misa just gazing at her. And there's no Misa even living with her. He doesn't deserve to go and get Shishi for it. But La Misa, it's not a Misa of Hariga. A pony living with a Panuya, there's no din of Misa. What's pigam mishpacha? So Rashi says, even if this Pnuya is willing to go and live with him to be able to save his life, but what about the mishpacha? Rashi in the middle of the Rashi's smack in the middle at the top, mishum pigam mishpachas ho isha sho yiboishin bedover. Can you imagine word will get around town? Reuven Smith was able to go and be saved because he lived with a Pnuya. The Pnuya from now on is going to be condemned. Exactly. And then you'll read in Dr. Susie what she thinks about the whole situation. Okay. A mitzvah, yeah. Okay.
It's always next week.
Exactly. So Rabbi Chabreda V'Ikka Omar, Kadesh V'Yehu B'Nois Yisrael, Perutzois Ba'arois. Another reason, because if this is going to become now a remedy for people that have huge desires and cravings, guess what happens? Eventually this is going to become normal, and then all boys that want to get married to girls, they're going to have a lineup of all the girls, and if the boys say, well, you know, I can't really tell, and then Chas v'Shalom, we're going to start talking about undressing, Chas v'Shalom, we're going to talk about talking, Mechoyra Geder, there's going to be a huge pretzis. We can't allow something like this to happen. But I have such an easy etzah. If we're talking about the Shiza Penuya, why don't they go and find a shadchan, find out if they are appropriate for one another, and maybe they can get married, and we'll save, we won't solve the entire shidduch crisis, but at least we'll solve one person out of the whole shidduch crisis. This person will live, and she'll be married, mazel tov. And for the Gemara, lo miyas v'dayte, that is not going to help this person's desires and cravings. Why not? Because of all the tzaras that we have, says Rashi, all the daigis that people have, a person doesn't have that full fulfillment in terms of his taiva for tashmish with his own wife. Where does a person have a taiva? This person in our story, it's mayim genuvim shenema, mayim genuvim yimtaku, v'lechem sesorim yina. Mayim genuvim yimtaku is, you have a bottle of Polish spring water, somebody else has a bottle of Polish spring water, they're the same bottle. They're both Polish, they're not Hungarian. And nevertheless, you prefer having the other guy's bottle rather than your bottle, because mayim genuvim yimtaku, it's sweeter if you can go and steal it from somebody else. And v'lechem sesorim yinam is the same kavana. Of course, lechem normally means bread. However, here we're talking about lishna ma'al yinoka, it says Rashi, like we find by Yosef in the Eishes Poitifar. It says, kiyam alechem asher hu oichel. So we see lechem over there means relations with a woman having a beer. Lechem satorim, where it's hidden behind closed doors. In other words, it's being done by gneva, like mayim genuvim. Yinam, that will be very pleasant. So therefore, it could very well be that even after this person marries, if they were to agree to marry, could be he still would not be saved from his medical condition, because living with her would be ratzoin, beheter, that's not going to do it. If he can live with her, when it's a yetzahara, when there's an iser, oh, then he's going to have a tremendous taiva, and that's the
forbidden fruit.
Forbidden fruit, very good
example. Beautiful.
Beautiful. Yeah, everything okay?
What about if she's not Jewish?
That's for another shiur, not for today. Our Gemara doesn't discuss that.
This is a mas kasha na masa.
Anyway, so we see, of course, the illustration of the din of Yehari Val Yavar. We see the inyan of Avizrayu D'Aroyis. Avizrayu D'Aroyis applies in many other, not in many, but other contexts as well. For instance, mixed swimming between men and women. There's no gili arroyos per se. However, it's a mizrahi device, because one thing could lead to the other. Similarly, legabe mixed dancing is also prohibited because of a mizrahi arroyos, because assuming that there's no problem in touching and she wasn't a need or anything like that, but nevertheless, and even if they're not touching each other, but nevertheless, one thing could lead to another.
What all about these mixed seating?
Mixed seating, that you should ask a competent author, rabbi, what do you think? I asked somebody about chassan, was it mixed seating or not? He said, everybody sat on a separate seat. Separate seating, everybody sat on a separate seat.
On a more
anyway,
serious
before,
note.
One second, before you finish your serious note, I want to also add a serious note, and that is, what is the Isser of Israel Darois? It's already a machloikis among the poskim, whether that's Diaraisa or Diraban. Because the Pasuk says, lois sikrevu legalois erva. So many poskim hold it, leave the Rambam among them, that the din of Ezra'i Darois is a lotion of Leisikriv. We're not talking about the Kili Arois itself. The Leisikriv, we're even getting close to it by one of these types of circumstances, that's also prohibited in Minatoira. Or to say it's the Rabban. Yes, you would like to add.
Do we have a scriptural source that for these three cardinal sins it's Yahareg Be'al Yavar?
Absolutely. And that was yesterday's Gemara. I'm sure after the shiur is over, all of your fellow attendees will be happy to tell you what the Makaris are.
So is this story to illustrate Hatzilah? We're saving the criminal from his crime, Yahareg Be'al Yavar? Is that the illustration here? Because she is not... I mean, and you know, she's clearly not the person. She's, you know, passive here, as it were. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, she's a jackal girl. She's a fine.
No, so Hatzilah, we're trying to save him. Mm-hmm. So we're going back to the Mishnah we said, because he's really the one who's let him die and not be over on the Isser.
Correct. That's 100% correct. Okay. What's this written by Inara Murasa? Right. What's the reason why
you're not... to save him from committing the crime.
Number one. But number two, because of to save her from the Gam and the Zul. Exactly. Right. Exactly.
And
because
of
the Gam.
In value from a Basula to Bula.
Number one. And number two, the Gabe, the husband, that the Oris will be very upset that he's no longer getting a fresh Basula. He's getting damaged goods.
Right.
Number three, if she becomes pregnant, we're going to have a Mamzer. So all of those wonderful reasons are reasons why you're allowed to be Matzul Benafshe like we had in the... Okay. So with this, Baruch Hashem, Rabbeisa, we have now concluded the whole sugya of Niskolin, and now we're on to Nisrafim. Had the Loch Ben Tzurim Moirim, Loch Ben Tzurim Moirim, Loch Ben Tzurim Moirim, the Elohen on Nisrafim. You remember back on Daf Nun Gimel, we had the Elohen on Niskolin that kept us busy for 22 blot, and now we go on to Nisrafim. Nisrafim is a much, much shorter list. And in fact, there are only two which are enumerated in the Torah. From one of them, we're going to have as derivatives another 9. So therefore there are really 10 altogether, as you'll see. Elam Nisraf, which are those? Habo al Isha Uvita, a person who lives with a woman and with her daughter. In truth, there is no pasuk about living with a woman and her daughter that says a din of Sreifa. Where is the din of Sreifa mentioned? B'Hashem, we have the Torah Ora Shalein, you'll have Ois number 2 or Ois Beis, V'Isha Sheyikach as Isha V'es Ima, a woman and her mother. If a person lives with chamoisai, chamoisai means with his mother-in-law. Yes, I know you're all wondering, how would anybody in his normal mind go live with his mother-in-law? That's not the shayla. The shayla, what's the din if he were to live with his mother-in-law? Says the pasuk, zimahi, ba'esh yisrafu oisai v'yasen. Halach is chas v'sholom a din of sreifa. V'lisiya zimun b'sachachem. So, that is one time that it says in the Torah Beferish. The second time it says in the Beferish in the Torah is Ubas Koyin Shezintza. We all know Ubas Koyin Shezintza. We had a three-way machlokes between the Rabbanan, Reb Shimon, and Reb Shmuel, whether Bas Koyin gets whether she gets Sreifa when she's in a Suah, when she's in a Rusa, or with both. A three-way machlokes we had back in the previous parak. Anyway. Okay, so now those are the only two that say Beferish in the Torah. Chamoisi says Beferish in the Torah, as well as the Bas Koyin, Es Oviyahi Mechaleles, Ba'esh Tisareif. We've had this passing numerous times before. So those are the two that it says Beferish in the Torah. Now, notice our Mishnah doesn't start off with Haba al Isha V'ima, which would L'choyra be a direct quote almost from the second Pasik, V'isha Sheyikach Es Isha V'es Ima Zimahi. Rather, talks about Al Isha Uvita. And that's going to be a question that the Gemara is going to pose when we get to it. But in the meantime, we start off Isha Vivita is one, Bas Koyin Shezintza is two. Now, those are the only two which are, to borrow Ariel's famous term, those are the only ones which are biblically, scripturally set forth. Mm-hmm. Sources. However, we have now Al Pidrosha, based on Gzeir Shabbos, we have Yesh Bachlal Isha Uvita. We're going to, as subsets within the first Isha Vita, we have Bitoi, Ubas Bitoi, Ubas Benoi. Now, how is it different from Isha Uvita? So Rashi explains it, as we'll see in the Gemara. Isha Vita, the Lashon Isha, doesn't mean here just woman. Here the Isha means his wife, Ubita, and her daughter. Right. Which daughter might be a joint daughter of both of them.
Stepdaughter.
Or could be it's a Bita from a pre-existing marriage, and therefore it's a stepdaughter. But that's the Isha Uvita that the Torah always talks about. Sure. Here we're talking about Bitoi, Bas Bitoi, Ubas Benoi, that unfortunately this girl was born not under the benefit of marriage, but unfortunately it's what we call Me'anu Sosai. He forced himself onto a young lady. It doesn't have to be he forced himself. It could have been consensual, but we're talking about that there was no benefit of chuppah v'kiddushin, of eris and nisuin, garnished. So therefore there's no isha, I mean, there's a woman, of course, but there's no ishus, there was no marriage.
Extramarital?
Extramarital, yeah. But it could be that he wasn't even married, so I don't know if you would have been called extramarital.
Premarital.
Yeah, whatever it happens to be. But anyway, it is bitoy bas bitoy ubas benoy. How do we know that? Again, we're going to learn it all mitzvah Shabbos. Bas ishtoy, that's the isha vita that we spoke about, that it's not his daughter, but it's only her daughter, because she brought it in from a previous marriage. Ubas bitoy ubas benoy. Same thing applies to her granddaughters. If a man were to live with his own granddaughters, or with his wife's granddaughters, is a din of sreifa like we learned in our Mishnah. And then the Mishnah continues, chamoise v'im chamov, that not only the chamoise, the mother-in-law, but even the grandmother-in-law, were a person to go and live, he'd get sreifa. And the same thing applies, im chamov. Im chamov is the same thing as im chamoise. Im chamoise is the mother of his mother-in-law. Im chamov is the mother of his father-in-law. Yes, Shelley, I'm sure you have something to add.
If his wife is deceased, and this daughter was not his daughter, does it still apply?
It does, doesn't it?
Yes, we're going to learn from Psukim, same thing in the Gabi Chamoisei. His wife is deceased. He still is usher to his mother-in-law.
Okay.
Once a mother-in-law, always a mother-in-law. There's no way of changing it. Anyway, we're going to learn a lot about your questions in the Gemara. Now, the Gemara is going to be bothered, among other things. Didn't we say that the Bo Al-Isha Uvita, that first case, that's the scriptural source, it's talking about chamoisai. So why does the Mishnah have to say yesh b'chlal chamoisai? What do you mean yesh b'chlal? That's the source, not the yesh b'chlal. It's not secondary. So all of this will be addressed in the Gemara as we go through it. So Gemara, we start off habo al isha uvita, habo al isha shenasa vita loiktani. L'choira, what it should have said is Habal Isha Shenosavita. Shenosavita is going back on the Ba, on the man. The man married the daughter of this woman, and now he's living with the mother of that woman. That's the case, what the Torah says is a Chamoisai. The Isha Shiyikach as Isha Vyas Ima, the Ashisafu Oisav Yes. And a person married an Isha, and then he lives with the Ima, with the mother in law, is Asraifa. But our Mishnah doesn't use that expression. That's what it should say. Habal Isha, a person who lives with a woman, Shenosabito, who he previously married the daughter of that woman, so that woman, therefore, is his mother-in-law. Like Tani, why doesn't it say that? Ella, therefore, says the Gemara, it must be Habal Al-Isha Uvita Mechlal de Travayu Isura. It sounds like that, in fact, we're not talking about necessarily a mother-in-law per se, but we're talking about that he lived with an Isha Uvita, and that both of them are the Isser. How could that be? After all,
One should be Mutter.
Exactly. Whichever one he married.
First,
exactly. Mm-hmm. The one that he married, period. That should be totally Mutter. And whether it's the mother or the daughter, that's the Isser. But it's not the Isha Uvita, which is the Isser. Mm-hmm. The Isser is the second one. So, Fake Timura. Since the Mishnah didn't use the expression Al Isha Shenasavita, but it used the expression Isha Vita, apparently both of them are Aser. Umaninu, how could that be? Oh, Chamoisai, the Aim Chamoisai. A person was married to his wife, and subsequently he lived with his Chamoisai, his mother in law, and subsequent to that he lived with his grandmother in law. Oh, in such a case, both the Isha and the Vita. He is osur to both of them, and therefore he would get sreifa for either. Obviously, he can't go and get sreifa twice, but the point is that both of those would be mechayiv sreifa, both on the Isha and on the Vita.
But he kept it all in the family.
Ay. You have the burning desire to add such wonderful wit to everything that we're learning.
Well, now it's familiar to you.
Yeah, Prabhupada, familiar, yeah, okay. Uktani, so now it says in the Mishnah, Yesh Bechlal Ish Uvita, Bechlal de Travayu Ksivi. So apparently, Ksivi Behedja, by the fact that we started off These are the ones which are written. And Yesh Bechlal Ishavita, these are the ones that we're learning secondarily from the primary sources. So it must be Ishavita, both primary. They're both scriptural. Feitimot, Vahanach, and all the rest, which says Yesh Bechlal, Hanach Midrasha Asi. The others come from Midrasha. It says the Gemara, Honichli Abayi, the Omer Mashmoy, Doshen Ike Benayu, Masnis and Mani Rebbe Kivi. And the Rav Adiyam Chamois Liach and Nisa Ekebenayu Masis and Mani. What is this all about? So we're not going to have Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel today, but we're going to have them tomorrow. And there's going to be machloket between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva how to understand this pasuk of the Isha Sheikach as Isha V'Yasima Zimei. The reason why there's a machloket is because the pasuk on the surface is difficult to understand. Because if you're learning Isha Sheikach as Isha V'Yasima, person lives with his wife, and then he lives with his mother-in-law, Zimahi Ba'esh, Avadi Yisrafu, but Oisoi means the boil. Of course, we should go and give him Sreifa. He did a terrible thing. But then it says, V'eshen. V'eshen sounds like both of them. There's no problem with his living with his wife. The problem is only living with the mother-in-law. And this is going to occupy the Gemara tomorrow, among many other things that the Gemara is going to discuss, various psukim and limudim.
It's not a problem with his wife. If she's a willing participant to something that's illegal, what do you mean? That is problematic, isn't it?
No, but initially he's married to his wife. It's all permissible. It's only, why are we saying eshen, plural? The wife is not guilty of anything. She hasn't done anything wrong.
Exactly.
She doesn't know about this whole.
What do you mean? The other one's there. She's like acting in concert.
She's not prohibited. It implies that there's both of them are prohibited.
Right. Only one is really prohibited. The final one.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Okay.
It's like Osov Espino, Ishchatu Biomechad. The first shechita is a good shechita. The second shechita is chiv malchus, right?
Mm-hmm. It's
so the first one's never a problem. It's the second one that's the problem.
Exactly. Barry's point about etain, that's key here. That wasn't funny.
I didn't. Help. It doesn't matter. But anyway, getting back. Sorry, didn't take it personally.
I didn't want to attain.
Attain, whatever. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Anyway, beginning back to Agamara. Bottom line is, there's no problem of living together with his wife. The problem is living with the mother-in-law. So therefore, it should go and say, Be'esh Yisufu Oisoi, the Oisa. The Cham Oisoi, not the Eshen. So because of that, there's a machlokes tomorrow, how we're going to learn pshat in this pasuk between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Kuli Alma Moide, however, that the pasuk is talking about Cham Oisoi, as well as is going to be a machlokes, whether the pasuk is also referring to Eim Cham Oisoi, meaning that one of the two pshatim, that one of the two pshatim is Rabbi Kiva, is going to say Essen is referring to not only where he lived with his wife, but he lived with his mother-in-law and with his grandmother-in-law, and that's the Essen. So we're going to go and burn all three of them at the stake. Not literally at the stake, we put down the Aver, see the Shaleva down their throats, but you understand what we mean. So all three of them are going to be killed with Sreifa. The Essen is referring to both the Chamoise and Chamoise.
So Rabbi Kiva's Dorshin the Essen. I'm sorry, I couldn't resist.
Very good.
Okay, very good. Let's continue on.
But the pasuk says, "Ba'ish Yisrafu Oto."
Oto for sure.
Right. So how do we know that they also?
Oto vi eten. Oto is referring to the man, the perpetrator,
right,
who married. Okay. He married the wife, and then subsequently lived with his mother-in-law and with a grandmother-in-law. Certainly, he should be burned.
Yeah, we all agree.
We all agree. That's okay. Fine. Now the question is, SN, do we also agree that the chamoise should be burned? Yes. Should the aim chamoise be burned? Oh, that's already not so simple. Is a machloike between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. La halacha, they both agree, yes, aim chamoise has the same din as chamoise. The question is, do we learn it from the pasuk because Eshen is referring to the Eim Chamoisai, or do we learn it out from a Gzeira Shava, or from a Hekish, or from a Kal V'Chomer, or from something else, but not from the scriptural source itself?
And that so that's punishment is because they led him in the wrong way.
Yes, they led, yeah, I got it. Good. Anyway, Uchtani Yesh B'chlal Isha Uvita, B'chlal D'Travayu K'siv B'Hedja. It must be the way we're learning Pshat is both the Chamois and the Eim Chamois are written befeirish in the Pasuk, and that's why it says Ishu Vita Chamois ve'Eim Chamois, and Yesh Bechlal Vahanach, and all the others that we enumerate in the Mishnah, Midrasha Asya. That they're learning from a drash. It doesn't say befeirish. According to Abai that says that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel are both on the same page. They both agree that not only Chamoisai is there in Isser, and therefore the din of Sreifa, but even by Eim Chamoisai there's a din of Sreifa. So what's the machloikis between Rabbi Kim and Rabbi Shmuel? The Mashmois Dorshin, how do you understand the word Esen? Does that Esen include Eim Chamoisai or does it not? According to Bekiv, it does include. Oh, so that's why the Mishnah is very good. Habal Isha Vita, that's what it says. The Feirish in the Torah, both Chamoisai and Eim Chamoisai. And Yesh Bechlal, included in this are many others enumerated in the Mishnah. That the machloik is between Reb Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel is when it says in the Pasuk the Gabi the Esen, and we'll see Mitchum tomorrow how that works out. The Machloikis is what's the status of Chamois L'Achar Misa? Do you or do you not go and give a former son-in-law living with his former mother-in-law, do you give him Misa or not? Mitchum, again, that's going to be a discussion for tomorrow. That's Machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. But Kuli Alma Moida, that the Pasuk does not include Eim Chamoisai, even though Eim Chamoisai is taka also the din of Sreifa, but it's not the Feirish in the Pasuk. So Eim Bazoi is a Shver on Rava. How does the Mishnah begin? Habal Ishu Vita, which means Chamoisai Eim Chamoisai. That's in the scripture, that's in the Bible itself, the Feirish. And Yesh Bechlan, I learned a bunch of others from that. You're telling me that according to Rava, there is no machloikis between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. They both agree that Eim Chamoisai is not in the Pasuk. If it's not in the Pasuk, how are we starting off the Mishnah Abal Ishu Vita? Is a shver on Rava? Make that small change which the Gemara focused on initially. Right? The Mishnah, the Gemara started off, if the only makar for Sreifa by all of these Noshim, not talking about Baskai, by all these Noshim is all based on this Pasuk of Isha Shika Chatisha Vizima, Zima Hiba Isha Yisrafu, then the Pasuk, or not the Pasuk, then the Misha should have begun, Haba Al Isha Shenosavita, he lived with a woman where he had previously married the daughter of that woman, that would be a case of Chamoisai. Why didn't say that? Says Rava. In fact, make that slight emendation. Instead of Isha Ubita, it should say Abal Isha She Kvarnosa Bita previously. And therefore, the Mishnah is only telling us Chamoisa, which says the Fedish in the Torah according to everybody. Now, the obvious question is, which we touched on before, whether you learn, like Abaya, that Isha Ubita means that both of them are Aser, one Chamoisa and one Eim Chamoisa, or if you're going to learn like Rava, they're only telling us the din of Chamoisa and not of Eim Chamoisai. But according to each one of them, when we are learning the Mishnah, we're learning that that is what it says in the Torah Befeirish. And Yesh Bechlal, and secondarily, we're learning all those others. But look at the list of the Yesh Bechlal. The last three are Chamoisai, Eim Chamoisai, and Eim Chamav. According to Baya, both Chamoisai and Eim Chamoisai are in the scripture on the Abba al Ishovita.
That's derivatives.
Exactly. And according to Rava, at least the Chamoisai says Beferish, even though the Eim Chamoisai is derivative. So Ibazoi, why does the Mishnah then repeat it? Yesh Bechlal, it's not a derivative. That's the real McCoy. That's the thing itself. So Kimar Yesh Bechlal, Ishovita, Chamoisai, Eim Chamoisai, Eim Chamav, Le Abaya, Aidi Tekaboi, Le Misna, Eim Chamav, Teninami Chamoisai, Eim Chamoisai. Both according to Abaye and according to Rava, the Gemara says, you're right. According to Abaye, we shouldn't have, and we did not need to add Chamois v'Eim Chamoisai, because that's the original scriptural source. But the reason why I did it, since we said Eim Chamav, it's kind of a party of three, a club of three, Chamois v'Eim Chamoisai, Eim Chamav, so they go along for the ride.
Mitkishlef is this.
Mitkishlef.
Three to tango? Takes three to tango.
Well, for our purposes. Lerova, same parents. I think about the misnay. Eim Chomov, the Eim Chamoisai. Teninami Chamoisai. We slept in Chamoisai as well to complete the circle, the club of three. Okay. Now we get back to the Makoyrais. We know Animili. How do I know the din take of Chamoisai? The Tanur Rabban. We have a Braisa. Isha Sheyikach as Isha Vyes Ima Zimahi. Now this is Pasuk number 2, which we quoted before, it says a person that takes Isha vs. Ima, Isha is the wife, that's perfectly fine. Ima is the mother-in-law, don't live with the mother-in-law, otherwise you're strife. So it's about Inli Eli Isha v'Ima. Bas Isha, Uvas Bito, Uvas Bino, Minayin. What happens if a person goes and marries a wife, like usual, and then after that, his wife, either at the time, brings along a daughter, or subsequently he lives with his wife and they produce a daughter, and then subsequently this father or stepfather lives with that daughter, and or with a granddaughter, either her granddaughter or both of their granddaughters. Ubas bina, another type of granddaughter, right? A granddaughter through the daughter, a granddaughter through the son. They're all the same. Minayin. How do I know there too? That if after the person lived with his wife, was married to his wife, he subsequently lived with his daughter, her daughter, etc., that you also get sreifa. Now, why do I think that there's a din of sreifa? Because that's how the Mishnah begins. That yesh bechlal isha uvita. And then subsequently we said, ubas ishto, ubas bito, ubas bina. That they also get sreifa. Where's their pasuk about sreifa, about the living with the daughters and the granddaughters? Says the Gemara, nemar kan zima, v'nemar lahalon zima. Because the word Zima appears in two psukim. Therefore, we're going to learn Gzeira Shavah. What are the two psukim? So again, we those that have the benefit of the Torah Ora Shalem, you have number 2 and number 3.
I'm just looking back to the beginning of the Sefer.
Good. So if we have number 2 and number 3. Number 2 is the Ishaves Ima Zima Hi. Ba'esh Yisuf Ois V'yesen V'yisiyah Zima B'saychechem. It says Zima in capital letters in number 2 with the din of Sreifa. Capital in the sense that it says Zima twice. It's also a capital offense, but that's a separate story. Anyway, Zima, Sreifa, by the case of Chamoise. Now number 3. Ervas Isha Uvita Loisegale. Don't go and live with the Bita. Out of the Isha is no problem. The Isha Uvita Loisegale. Es Bas Beno, Vies Bas Bita Loisikach Legale Servosa. Clearly there's an Issur. This pasuk, however, does not spell out any onesh. What is the punishment? Pasuk ends off, Sharaheina Zimahi. Oh, it's also a Zima Isur. Oh, so I learned Zima from Zima. Just like the first pasuk in pasuk 2, which it talks about Chamoisai, it's a Zima, and there's a din of Sreifa. Pasuk number 3, which talks about Basbeno, Basbita, Mitbita, the Gamtze Geshev, all of them are Zima, and therefore they have a din of Sreifa. Malalon bito bas bito ubas beno afkan bito bas bito ubas beno. So I learn one from the other. Zog the Gemara. Minai las is chorim kinikek. Now from here to the bottom of the Omer, the Gemara is going to say things which are a little bit obscure, and therefore after we finish the Brisa, the Gemara is going to ponder and expand and expound upon them. So it says minai las is chorim kinikek. How do you know chorim and kinikek are the same? What does that mean? Chorim and kinikek are the same. We're not talking about Mishkav Zohar over here. In our Mishnah, we didn't mention anything about Tzchorim. So what's this all about? So Yomar is going to discuss that shortly. Don't be too nervous. Nem kan zima, nem lahalon zima. There also by Tzchorim, it's a zima, zima. Which Tzchorim v'shteit zima? Chbeis nish. Malon Tzchorim kenekevis, afkan Tzchorim kenekevis. Again, we're going to focus on this shortly. Eminai lasis lamata kilamala. How do I know I make lamata kilamala? What does that mean, lamata kilamala? We're going to have a machloikis on the Omid base. Pasha, what it means is, how do I know that I go downwards, like a go upwards, meaning upwards is in terms of chamoisai. We start as isha as being the normal, and now lamala mean that would be chamoisai and em chamoisai, and what would be lamata? That would be bito and bas bito and bas bina. So how do I know minai lasis lamata kilamata? Ne'amar kan zima v'nem lahalan zima. It's a zima both places. Malon lamata kilamata, lamata kilamala, afkan lamata kilamala. What does all of this mean? Yetshim will see on the Omid base. Umakan lamala kilamata, lahalon lamala kilamata. Okay, everybody say, don't be too nervous, we're going to address it.
It's the ups and downs,
boy. The ups and downs, yeah. Omar Mar. We just said now, minai las is chorm kinikevs. What does that mean? Mai is chorm kinikevs. Ilema bas bino, ki bas bito. Oh, now I understand now what we're talking about. Bas bino is a granddaughter, and bas bito is a granddaughter. But Bas Bino is a granddaughter through a Zohar, Bas Bino. Mm-hmm. Bas Bito is a granddaughter through a Nekeva. Mm-hmm. How do I know that they both have the same din, both in terms of the Isur, and ultimately in terms of the Onesh of Sreifa? Freitimara, that could not be the Pshat in the Brisa. Mm-hmm. But how do you do the Ka'asyon? those words are word for word in the Pasuk. Right. Remember, we already learned Zima Zima, and Pasuk number 3, Pasuk Gimel, is Ervas Isha Vita Leisekale, Ezbas Bina, Viezbas Bita. So the Torah already equated the Zchorim in the Nekevis, if that's what we mean in the Braisa, the Gabi Bas Bino and Bas Bita. I don't need Minai and how do I know? What do you mean, how do you know? Read the Pasuk again, mister. That's the Pasuk that we just quoted. So that cannot be shot. Ella, what the Gemara means is Eim Chomav ke Eim Chamoisai. How do I know that Eim Chomav, the mother of the father-in-law, has the same status as the mother of the mother-in-law? Freitimara Hashta Eim Chamoisai Kamalon. We don't even know yet for certain that Eim Chamoisai is included. Because as far as this Bryce is concerned, we've quoted two psukim, but I didn't see Eim Chamoisai anywhere. I just saw Chamoisai. How am I going to know Eim Chamoisai? Mention we're going to have later on Rabbi Kiva mit Rabbi Shmuel, mit Abai, mit Rava in tomorrow's Gemara, not today. So even that has not been firmly established yet. So you're telling me that the Bryce is now jumping to the next step? Yeah. I mean, to get to chapter 3, you first have to go through chapter 1 and chapter 2. I don't even know yet that Eim Chamoisai has the din of Sreifa. Then I'm saying, oh, how do I know Zchorim Kinekev is that Eim Chomov also has Sreifa? Who's also, in addition to Eim Chamoisai? I don't know that Eim Chamoisai has Sreifa. Oh. So Gemara, Nochmo, Hashto, Vigay Gemara. Ella, Eim Chomov ki Eim Chamoisai. Ella, Eim Chomov ki Eim Chamoisai. That's what it means. Hashta Eim Chamoisai come along. We don't even know Eim Chamoisai yet. And we're jumping to the next chapter and saying, even Eim Chomov. Shalom Aleichem, welcome. Here's the hint.
The hint is...
Did you start?
No, we...
He won't give you a hint.
Baruch HaPitrano Moshosh.
Okay, very good. So, what's pshat now? Bottom line is, how do I know the din of Zchorim Kinekevis? What does that mean, Zchorim Kinekevis? Omer Abaye. Abaye is now going to illuminate us, and he's going to enlighten us and tell us what it means. Omer Abaye. Hachikor. Minay lasis she'er haba mimenu k'she'er haba mimeno. How do I know that she'er means family relationships? How do I know that children that come from him have the same status as children that come from her? What does the Gemara mean? Because the psukim that we spoke about, they only talked about bito, bas bino, bas bito. That's very discriminatory. Why didn't we talk about binoi? Bas binoi, bas bitoi. Why didn't we say that? There's no pasuk along those lines, apparently. And so therefore...
Apparently.
See that? Okay. Hey. Menai las is she'er haba mi menu. That means binoi, or ben binoi, etc. Not ben binoi. Bas binoi, bas bitoi. I'm going to make this mistake 3 more times, so please don't have to correct me. So she'er haba mi menu, kisher haba mi mena. How do we know that the same halacha is like her? Bito, bas binoi. So Gemara, nemer kan zima, v'nemer lahalon zima. Here it says zima, and there it says zima. In other words, since it says zima, we're going to make the same zera shav again. V'etimor v'ha b'she'er didei, like siva be'zima. When you look at the pasuk that deals with his son and his grandsons, the word zima doesn't even appear. Now you're wondering, where is this pasuk that we're referring to? So now you can go to pasuk number 1 at the very, in my Gemara, it's at the right hand corner. Ervas bas bincha, yours I guess is over here, or pasuk aleph. Ervas bas bincha, bincha now is talking about binoi or bas binoi. Oi bas bincha means bas bitoi. Leisigale ervasan, don't, it's an iser. Oh, so at least it doesn't talk about bita manusasai, it talks about the bas bita manusasai or the bas benoi manusasai. How am I going to know bita mitchum? Wait and stay tuned for tomorrow. But the point is that this pasuk, which talks talk about she'er haba mimenu, I don't see the word zima here. I'm looking very carefully. It's a very, very long pasuk with about 10 words, and I don't see the word zima anywhere. So what are you telling me? Asya zima zima. We're going to have back-to-back Gzeres Shavuos. What are the back-to-back Gzeres Shavuos? Heina heina. Again, we have the benefit of the Torah or Hasholem. We have 1 and 2, or Aleph and Beis. The first pasuk, Eves Bas Bincha, which is talking about She'er Haba Mimenu, ends off Gevoscha Heina. Heina. The next pasuk, which is talking about She'er Haba Mimenu, Ervas Isha Uvita. Esbas bino, esbas bito, ends off shara heina zimahi. So I'm learning heina heina, and therefore I'm now equating shera ba mi menu to shera ba mi menna. Now, fine, okay, so they're now on the same level playing field. But now, how do I know the gabi binoi, not binoi, bitoi, bas bitoi, and bas binoi, that there is a din of sreifa? Now I'm learning the zima zima. What's the zima zima? In pasuk number 2, I have the zima of shara heina zimahi, and that's the pasuk that with which we equated the bas binoi with the bas bino. And then I have the next pasuk, which is pasuk number 3. Ve'ish sheikach ish ve'zima zimahi ve'ish yisrafu. Oh, it's a zima and ve'ish yisrafu. Oh, so therefore I'm now learning zima from pasuk 2 of pasuk 2 from zima pasuk 3 to go and tell us that not only is there a din by bita, bas bina, and bas bita, the din of shara heina zimahi, which I learned zima zima, this is din of sreifa. I'm now going to extend that further because of heina heina to say that the same thing applies to bitoi and bas binoi and bas bitoi, also din of heina zima, also din of sreifa. So now I understand Baruch Hashem pshat in the braisa when it says, how do I know zchorim kinev kevois? Asya heina heina zima zima, and the zchorim kinev kevois that we're talking about is not the em chomov, it's not the case of bas bino ubas bitoi, dushne beferish, but it's come to tell you, bas binoi and bas bitoi, that they have the same din as bas bino ubas bitoi, the gabi the din of sreifa. Good. And by the way, that's of course listed in the Mishnah. We had in the Mishnah, we had bas bitoi and bas binoi. We haven't really dealt with bitoi yet, we're going to get back to it. Al pisvara, you would say it's a kal v'chomer, it's a kolshke. Exactly. Normally you would say madach his granddaughter, he gets raised for that for sure. Exactly. Good. So therefore, but you have ein onshim adin, so that's why we're not going to go that down that path. Omamah, let's continue on in the braisa vayta. Minayin las is l'mata kilamala. My l'mata kilamala, what does the braisa mean with this l'mata kilamala business? Elaima, do we mean that bas bino ubas bito kibito? Oh, that's what the braisa means. That the Torah tells us bito. That's the, if you will, the lamala, because that's the higher generation. The bas bino bas bito is a derivative. That's the lower generation. How do I know the bas bino bas bito is exactly the same as bito that they all get? Right, right. Tomorrow, again, the same as we said in the Amud Aleph, Bahadi Adori Kasyan. It's a package deal. Pasuk number Bay says, Erbas Ishu Vita, Loisigali, that's the Bita, that's the Lamala, if you will. And then you have Esbas Benovi, Esbas Bita, that's the Lamata. It says in the Pasuk, Loisika Vigala Shavasa, and that's Zimahi. And I learned from the Pasuk of Ishu Ves Ima Zimahi. So it's all one package deal. So what's your question of my Lamata Kilamala? If it's asking Bas Benovi, Bas Bita, Kibita, that's no separate limud, it's the same limit. Allah lechayre must be talking about im chomav im chamoisai ke chamoisai. How do we know that if a person lives not only with his mother-in-law, but he decides to live with his grandmother-in-law, either grandmother-in-law makes a difference. Im chomav im chamoisai. How do I know that that's also din of sreifa, and therefore we're going to try to learn it out, perhaps from chamoisai. Pray tomorrow. Then the loshen of brayis is shver. Hay lamata kilamala. How do I know that lamata has the same status like lamala? It's lamala kilamata hava, because lamala would be the em chomav and em chamoisai. That's lamala. That's a higher generation.
Lamala, actually, it's higher than higher.
Yeah. Okay. So laila,
yeah, exactly. Right? Exactly. Okay.
Beautiful. But that's certainly lamala. So therefore, for Dr. Yimara, why is the braisa saying minai lasis lamata kilamala? We should go and say minai lasis lamala kilamata. How do I know to make em chamoisai like the chamoisai? Everything Gemara, you're right. Tani, lamala kilamata. As we would say, an easy fix. Let's go and make a small emendation to the braisa. Instead of saying, minayin lasis lamata kilamata. Minayin lasis lamala kilamata. As vos, how do we know that im chomav im chamoisa have the same din as chamoisa, that there's a din of sreifa? Says Gemara, oh, so what you're telling me is that that's what the braisa means. How do I know im chomav im chamoisai also get it in the sreifa? So how does the braisa continue? Ihochi nemer kan zima v'nemer lahalon zima. Therefore, just like zima by sreifa, it says shara heina zima hi by yisrafu oisav yesen. We see a zima b'saychichem, so it's a zima connected with the Sreifa. So here too, the Gabi Em Chamois Em Chama Verolta says Zima. Frey Timura, to do me a favor, Umahashta Inni Loiksiva, the words Em Chamois Em Chama never appear either in Parshas Achrei Mois nor in Parshas Kedoshim. So what are you telling me? Oh, over here it says Zima, there it says Zima. Zima did who Ksiva? Where is that Zima that is written by the non-existent Eim Chom of Eim Chamoise Pasuk? If there would be a Pasuk that says Eim Chom of Eim Chamoise, oh, it says Zima, Zima, Zima. Rabbi Yisrael doesn't say a Pasuk Eim Chom of Eim Chamoise. That's what we're trying to learn. We're trying to discern from these drashas. So what do you tell me? It says Zima, Zima. Doesn't say Zima in Gansanish. Doesn't say Eim Chom of Eim Chamoise in Gansanish. So Amar Abayi. So Abayi says, I'll explain to you the Braisa. The Braisa is going with the following approach. Hachi Komer. Minayin lasois shloisha doirois lemala ki shloisha doirois lemata. How do you know that we should equate the three doirois lemala like the three doirois lemata? What does he mean, three doirois? The woman that he's married to, that's always the first door, that's a level playing field. And then when we're going lemala, means we're adding chamoisai and we're adding em chamoisai. Those are the shloisha doirois lemala. The second one and the third, chamoise, em chamoise. How do you know that we should do the same as we do kishloisha doris lamata? Which means, just like bita, which is door number two, and then door number three is the bas benoa, bas bita. So therefore, what we're doing is we're going two generations away from the permissible marriage, he's the permissible relation, he's married to his wife, that's fine. We know that if he were to go and live with the first generation after that, which Gemara calls door number two, that's the bita. And if he lives with the third generation, which is the bas bita, sreifa, sreifa. How do I know sreifa? Because I learned zima, zima. Okay, so how do I know that the same thing applies by shloisha doris lamala, meaning the gabi, the chamoisai, and the aim chamoisai? No, the chamoisai shape of fetish, but how do I know that third generation lamala, even the aim chamoisai, as well as the aim chamov? Says Gemara, nema lamata zima, the nema lamala zima, Malamata, Shloisha Doris, Aflamala, Shloisha Doris. Oh, now I take a find a Zima Zima. What does it mean to find a Zima Zima? Because in the case of the Ervas, passing number two, Ervas Isha Uvita Loisagali is Bas Benovi is Bas Vito, that's the three Doris Limata. And there it says the word Zima, and I've already learned that Zima Zima to passing number three. And then it says at the end, the Eish, Yisrafu, and Zima Besaychacham. Ah, so it says over there, also Zima. Now, although that Pasuk only mentioned two generations, Isha V'yes Ima, but that's what I'm learning from the Zima Zima, that just like Pasuk number two, Zima is referring to three generations, not only Bita, but also Bas Beno and Bas Bita. Same thing is the Gabi, the case of the Chamoisai, even though the Torah only says Chamoisai Beferish, but I'm going to add the third generation based on this Zima, Zima. Also, according to Abayi, it's beautiful. Minayin Lasi Shloisha Doris Lamala. How do I know to add the third door Lamala of the Eim Chom of Eim Chamoisai? Says Yimora, it's the same halacha like the Shloisha Doris Lamata, where there it says Beferish. Bas Beno, Bas Bito, Lamata. And it says with the Zima. We never call the Zima. Malamata Shloisha Doris, Lamala Shloisha Doris. Fine. So tomorrow, until now we have focused on the Onesh. Onesh is the fact that there is Sreifa. That says Beferish in Pasuk number 3, Be'esh Yisrafu Oysu V'yasa. Uma Ba'onesh Osa Lamata Lamala, Apas Horanami Osa Lamala Kilamata. What does Igmar mean to say? I've only established the Onesh, but how do I know the Isur? Says Igmar, because since we have that famous rule, Ein Gzeir Shava L'mechza, once you're doing Gzeir Shava, you're learning both sides. So just like you're learning from Pasuk number 3, which is Gimel, you're learning the Onesh, which is the Sreifa. And I'm taking that Sreifa, and I'm exporting it to Pasuk 2 of the Isha Uvita Leisagal Bas Beno. It doesn't say anything about Sreifa over there. If a person lives with his daughter, or her daughter, and his granddaughter, it doesn't say anything about what the Onesh is. But I learned Zima Zima to say that the Onesh is not only when I'm going upward to Chamoisai, and now based on what we just said now to Eim Chamoisai, but also you have the Onesh going down. But how do I know now the Aveira, the Isur? Says Yimora, the same Zima Zima, I'm going to learn now in reverse. That instead of learning now two from three, the din of the Oynish by the Bas Beno, Bas Bita, the Oynish is Zima Zima, I learned from the din of Chamoise, the din of Sreifa. Now I'm also going to learn the Aveira, the Ashora, I'm going to learn in reverse. In other words, what does it say in the Torah that you're not allowed to live with Chamoise and Im Chamoise and Im Chamov? Oh, Zima Zima. that just like in Pasuk number 2, that's the Issur, that's the part, the Pasuk in Parshas Achrimois. Don't, loy segale, not the bita, not the bas benon, the mas bita. Oh, so therefore we apply now that Asura now to Pasuk 3. Say le gabi le chamois, say le gabi, aim chamois, say don't do it. Doesn't say don't do it, it just says you the oinish. But learn zima zima, the Xer Shabbat to tell you that the Issur, the Asura, also applies.
And it's interesting we're saying that the onish is the penalty doesn't imply the asara. It feels it's always bothered me that we say we have to enochin on kema
masirin, right?
Because if we're telling an onish, it's clearly you're warning someone. You know, $50 penalty if you park here is like, well, I wasn't warned. It's always said the penalty. You know, mm-hmm. It feels redundant.
Yeah, no. What we're saying, if you wouldn't have Parshas Achrimois, you only have Parshas
Kedoshim,
and it says that a person who engages in this type of activity, he gets this, that, or the other thing.
Right.
Nobody told me. Nobody said it was usher. I didn't know anything about it, so that's why I did it.
It says a penalty on the parking sign. I mean, it says it right there. I mean, I'm just saying, not on this Gemara. In general, it's always bothered me that you have to have a separate ashara for every onish.
Well, gotcha. Okay. When you become comfortable, you please share that comfort with us.
Okay,
so we also good. We don't have to change lamata kilamalu lamata kilamata. We don't have to go and turn it upside down. We can leave it the way it was originally. See, that's in your honor. The oilam kiritani. Umay lamata, lamata bi isur. Ah. Rav Ashi says, I can live with Abayis Pshat. However, I don't have to make that small emendation. Because when we're talking about lamata and lamala, until now we assume that that means in chronological order, in generations of this woman. That this woman has earlier generations. She has her mother and her grandmother. That's lamala. And then you have lamata, the lower generations, meaning her descendants. That's the Poshim Shat. Says Rav Ashi, you don't need to learn like that. I can also learn when the Braisa says, lamata kilamala, lamata means in degree of isur. Obviously, a chamoisai is got to be more chomor than the aim chamoisai. Why? Because the chamoisai is much closer to the daughter. When once you get to aim chamoisai, that's further removed. For instance, what happens if you had aim chamoisai?
Right.
There's no isser in the Torah that would be awesome shnius midrabanan for sure. But it wouldn't be. Why not? After all, it continues. I just keep on going. Aim. Go aim yourself all the way up to Moshe Rabbeinu to Chava. Yeah, exactly. But we don't. Of course, it's physically impossible. Except during the Dorius Rishonim, every 8 years they had a child. So maybe we could find 3 or 4 generations. Anyway, but getting back to our Gemara, bottom line is that don't think of lamata kilamala in terms of generations, but rather in terms of the degree of isur. So therefore, minayin lasis lamata kilamala. How do I know that aim choma but aim chamoisoi also gets reifa like the lamala, like the case of chamoisoi, although she happens to be lower in generations, but she's more chomor when you're thinking about the degree of the isur, because she's much closer to the married to the daughter, as opposed to the grandmother, who's a step and a generation removed. Ah, so that's pshat. Fine. With this, we have concluded the entire braisa and the back and forth in the explanations. But now the Gemara asks a very, very simple, straightforward shaila, and we have to be able to answer that. And what's that shaila? Imahi aim ima asura af hu aim imoy asura. What's the Gemara asking? Ein ima is certainly asa. Morning, how are you?
Yeah,
simcha to you too. He calls you tzaddik. He doesn't call me tzaddik. Maybe it's because of him twice.
That's his middle name.
Middle name, yeah. Thank you. Please close the door. Shkoyach. Tadar Rabba. Thank you. I'm trying to put together a minion. Halavai. Okay, anyway, so the Gemara says now, ima hi ein ima asura. We have now concluded very, very clearly that there's a din not only of chamoisai, but also of aim chamoisai. For those of you that want to do a quick chazara, chamoisai says beferish in the Torah. It says ishiv yes ima. Where does it say in this pasuk aim ima? It doesn't. However, since I learned 2 from 3 and 3 from 2, just like by ishovita goes down 3 generations, bita and masbita, same thing when you're going up, it also goes 3 generations, we know aim chamoisai. Okay, so everybody agrees with that. So aim chamoisai is not only awesome in the Torah, but aim chamoisa has a din of sreifa. It's gefährlich. It's terrible, terrible. What about aim imoy? What happens if a person lives with his own mother? Not aim imoy, yet just with his mother. What's the din in the Torah? So for those of you that want to just do a quick review. That's the first one on the list. Back in Daphne. Gimel Einan Iskolin. Abo ala aim. Person who aims himself to learn to live with his aim. Right? Good. Anyway, gets a din of skila. What happens if a person lives with aim imoy? Aim imoy. Avada that's awesome. You're not allowed to. But it's not awesome in Atoira. It's only awesome in Rabbanon. Really? Yes. How do I know that? Well, among other places, back on Nun Gimel Amid Beis, the Gemara was talking about Isser Mitzvah and Isser Shniyos and Isser Kedusha, and the Rashi said there on the first narrow line on Nun Gimel Amid Beis, Rashi said, Shniyos Midivrei Sofrim, Kigoyin, what does it say?
Ein Imoy
and Oviv are Osim Midraban. Can you imagine marrying and living with your own mother, Skila, Eilen Niskalim, but living with a grandmother is not awesome in Atoira, it's awesome in Rabbana. And the Gemara is saying.
So it's the penalty of Eimimo is?
What is every Isid Rabbana?
Oh, it's just Malkus. It's just Malkus.
Exactly.
Malkus.
And that wouldn't be Malkus there, right? So we Malkus Mart. Is Okti Gemara yet, Imahi, just like we have said that we've extended. In her mishpacha, that ein ima is asura. Not only chamoisa is asur. Not only chamoisa is bisreifa, but even the aim chamoisa is asur and bisreifa. So why don't we go and say afhu aim imoy asura? Why don't we say the same thing that if he lives with his own grandmother, not only should it be asur, but it should be a din of I'm not sure skila or sreifa, but something. Why should
some
you say?
Some is Bezdin, not just Malkus.
Exactly. Not just Malkus, Mardis, Midrabana. Right. There should be an Issa Diraisa. Now, what's the reason why the Gemara is asking this? Gemara is asking this because it's a piggybacking. I know you don't like that term because that's a Issa piggy. But going to the top of the Omid once again. Look, yeah, exactly. Look at the top line. Omer Abaya. Abaya was explaining it's Chorim Kinekevis. Hokikoma. Minai Lasi She'er Haba Mimenu. Kishe'er Haba Mimeno. Oh, so he equated the Bitoi. Mid the bas bitoi to the case of the nekeva, the bita bas beno bas bita. Once we're equating, why don't we go and equate upwards as well and go exactly and say just like aim imo is asur and bistreifa, aim imo should also be asur. Hazoy freitigimar. Now the Gemara is going to give two beautiful terutzim, one of Abaye, one of Rava. Abaye is the easy one. Omer Abaye Omekra. It says in the pasuk Imchahi. Where is that Imchahi? That's pasuk number 4. Erbas Avicha V'Erbas Imcha Loi Segalei Imchahi. What is after Pete Imchahi? I heard you say Erbas Imcha. I wasn't talking during laning. I heard it very clearly. Erbas Imcha Loi Segalei Imchahi. About it's Imcha. Who else is it? It's his great great grandmother. Meretach Imcha. The fact that it says Imchahi. So even though based on the heina zima I equated sherabami meno kisherabami meno, but when we're talking about aim imay, I have a beferisha lima exclusion imchahi. Okay, that's easy. Rava Amar, Rava gives a beautiful teretz, but it's a little bit more involved. But it's not difficult. We just have to go and focus our attention. We have to really aim on
aim,
it. Aim, yeah. Ima. Yes, exactly. Rav Omer, bein leman di Omer doin mino umino. U bein leman di Omer doin mino v'uki bi asra loy asya. Now, what does it mean doin mino umino? Doin mino v'uki bi asra. This comes up a few times in Shas, as you all recall. Doin mino umino means that when I'm learning a limud, I'm learning the entire limud from soup to nuts and from bolts to something or other. Whatever the A to Z. Learning the entire package. Once I'm importing it or exporting, it's one package deal. I'm not splitting it down the middle.
Not editing it down at all.
Good. Ooh. That's Mino Umina. According to Doin Mino, Ba'uki Ba'asra, I'm only importing certain very important details, but then I leave the rest for the local. I don't have to import the whole package deal. I only take part of the package. We'll see what this means momentarily. So, bein lemandiyam domino mina, bein lemandiyam domino ukibes asra loy asya. You cannot learn out this drasha of aim imoy from aim imo. Why not? So the Gemara text, I'll tell you. Lemandiyam domino umina. So what would mean mina umina? Ma he, just like by her, meaning her side of the equation. Aim imo asura. So then afhu. Nami aim imayasura, right? That's what we're trying to learn. That's the Gemara's kasha. Why don't we say aim imayasura min ha toy? But now we're doing doin mina umina. package deal. Since we're learning Eim Imoy from Eim Ima, what's the din by Eim Ima? Mahi Bisreifa. Afhu Nami Bisreifa. Because Doiminomino means I'm taking the whole package. Right. And therefore, if I'm learning from Eim Ima, how would I learn from Eim Ima? But the Shara Heina Zima Himadahena Heina Zima Zima going up in generation, going down in generations. They're equating.
That's the whole package.
That's what Abai said at the top. Minain Lasa Shara Bami Menu. So we're equating the two. So now, based on the equation that I'm equating the two, so I'm drawing all of the halachas from the case of Eim Ima, and just like Eim Ima is not only Osa, she also has a din of Sreifa. So, but Eim Ima, Don Mino Mino, also not only have an Isser of Isser, but also a Sreifa. Says the Gemara, if that's the way you're learning it, I have three kashas which will defeat that limud. Kasha number one. That's the famous Reb Shimon. We're on Yom Kippur. He doesn't go and say skila sreifa harib chenik. He says sreifa skila. So sreifa is more chomer ikla bifrach. How can you go and equate ein imoy to ein ima? Malahi shekein ima bisreifa. Toime behu sheimoy biskila. It was a nice try, metyahena heina zima zima. But I have a kasha on this gzeirah shava. And the third Toisis points out that the reason we're able to ask the Kasha is because this Gzeirah Shavah was not bulletproof. It wasn't Mufna Mishnei Tzedodim. Ulechein Lemaiden, yes, you can learn a limud, but Meshivin, you can also ask Kashas. You can ask a Pircha. So what is my Kasha? What's my Pircha? You want to go and say Eim Ima, you should have the same din as Eim Ima. Maybe only by Eim Ima said the Torah that you go from Ima to Eim Ima, because it's so chomor, it's Reifa, burning. Ay, ay, ay.
Burning question.
It's a burning question. However, when you get to Eim Ima, it's so much lighter, it's only Skila. And we're talking according to Reb Shimon, that's Reif is more chomer. So it's so much more lighter. So maybe therefore the Torah didn't extend from Imoy to Eim Imoy. Again, so to Yomar. According to Mani Yomis Reif, Chomer Yikol Mifuk, Mali Hisha Ken Ima Bisreif, Atrim Behu, She Ima Biskila. So therefore, by Taka, her side of the equation, we're going to go up one more step from Ima to Eim Ima. But on his side, we're going to stay with Imoy. We're not going to go to Eim Imoy because it's so much more cooler, Dick. It's only Skila. V'oid kasha number two. V'oid imoy beskila, aim imoy besreifa. Remember, we're learning doin mino umina. Doin mino umina, we're learning the whole package deal. So if we're learning the whole package deal, then just like aim imoy is besreifa, aim imoy would be besreifa. So I ask you, Rabbi Isai, does it make sense to say that imoy, which by definition is more chomer because
right, it's more more immediate.
It's his own mother. That skila, this skila, it's only second skila, that's the second of the four, according to Reb Shimon, that's Reif is chomer. But the grandmother, throw the rocks.
Throw the lead down the throat
and go. Exactly. Does that make sense? So therefore, skonizai, those two kashas. But I have kasha number three, v'oid, mahi. Since we're trying to learn Eim Imoy from Eim Ima, and we're trying to equate Mahi Lo Chalakta Bo Bein Ima Li Eim Ima, just like by her, we didn't distinguish between Ima and Eim Ima. Both of them get Sreifa and Sreifa. Afu Nami Lo Tachlik Bo Bein Imoy Li Eim Imoy. But that's not true. If we're learning Doi Mino Mino, we are distinguishing between Imoy and Eim Imoy.
Imoy
Beskila and Eim Imoy Bisreifa. So therefore you have three kashes, which knocks it out, right? Three strikes and you're out. That's why we're not learning Eim Imoy. But that's all according to the Mandiyama that holds Sreifa Chamura. Rab Shimon, Mandiyama Skila Chamura. How, what's his kasha? A high kush alayna doina. The first two kashes are not shver, according to the Rabbanah. Why they not shver? So let's go over the kashas again. Ikle mifrach, right? Six lines from the bottom. Ma lehi shekein ima bisreifa, toime behu sheimoy biskila. So how can you possibly go and learn aim imoy from aim ima? Maybe only aim ima bisreifa, there's a din of the next generation of aim ima, because it's so chomer, it's reifa. But the gabi aim imoy, it's so much more kal, it's only skila. Maybe I don't go the next step from imoy to aim imoy. That's, of course, according to Mani Yom, how Sreifa Chamura. They're according to Mani Yom, that's Skila Chamura. If anything, it's a Kolchkein, it's a Kal Vachemer. Madach, in the case of the Ima, I go to the next step of Eim Ima. And we're only talking about Sreifa, which is lighter in terms of the Choymer HaOynish. And certainly by him, we're starting off with Eim Imoy, which is Skila. The Chavada, we should go to Eim Imoy. So therefore, that Kasha is Nishka Kasha. The Oy, what was the second Kasha? Imoy beskila, aim imoy besreifa. You're telling me that imoy is beskila, aim imoy is besreifa. If you're holding that sreif is more chomor, that's an excellent question. Why imoy, which should be the more chomor dika isur, is with the lighter skila? But once you get to aim imoy, you're telling me that should be sreifa. Again, if you hold sreif is more chomor, that's a very good question. But if you hold that skila is more chomor, that makes perfect sense.
Right.
Imoy, which is the direct connection to the mother, that's skila. Aim imoy, which is already a grandma,
is further away.
It's sreifa. And by the time you get to aim imoy, it's not even asur at all min ha'atayr. It's only asur min rabbanan. So those two kashas fall away. But the third kash is good, that if we're equating the two, it doesn't make sense to say that legabe aim. Lagabi ima, the aim ima, it's exactly the same, sreif and sreifa. And when it comes to imoy and aim imoy, one is skila, one is sreifa. So we're not equating the two after all. So therefore, according to. Sorry?
Yeah, right. They're not the same.
They're not the same. Whether it's more chomer, less chomer, that's not the point.
It's not equal.
According to the third one, the third kasha was, just like over there, you're not being machalic, they're both sreif and sreifa. Here too, they should both be skila and skila, or sreif and sreifa, but not one skila, one sreifa.
The emo can't be sreifa because that's fairish in the pasuk.
You're 100% right. So then the point of kasha is, why did the Torah say that this one would be skila and this one would be sreifa? If you're equating it, the Torah should have said, but the Torah doesn't say, I agree with you. Good. Anyway, bottom line is, according to the mandiyama that holds, doi mino, you cannot learn. Okay, so now let's go to the other mandiyama. Remember, what are we trying to do now? We're now exporting the issur of aim ima to the imoy side and saying that also aim imoy should also be asur. But here we're no longer exporting the oinish, we're only exporting the issur. So what would be the oinish? The oinish would be uki ba'asra. What's uki ba'asra? What's the din by imoy?
Skila.
So therefore, what would be aim imoy? Also skila. Oh, so the this would work.
The punishment here is skila. Keep it local.
Oh, very good. Well, the man yom doy min of uki ba'asra mahi aim imo asura afhu nami aim imoy asura, because we're equating them.
Don't worry about the punishment.
Don't worry, because uki ba'asra hasavu de misreifa. Like we learned with the limud, avalacha b'skila. Okay, so why taka? Don't we say aim imay b'skila? Just like imay, kideashka me imay. Says imar nochmul no kasha. Lamandiyam esreifa chamura. If you hold that sreif is mochamra ikal amifrach, then your kasha is going to be malihi shekain ima b'sreifa toim behu she imay b'skila. This is the same kasha that we asked before, according to the mandiyama that holds toim minomina, and that is, what's the reason why you're equating the two? It makes sense. Just like over there by ima, we go to the next step of aim ima. So by imoy, we should go to the next step of aim imoy. 1 second, Rabbi Sai. According to Mandiyama Reb Shimon, that sreif is more chomer, maybe the only reason we go to the aim ima, because we're starting off at that higher level of oinish. We're starting off sreif. This is terrible. A person living with this chamoisa, he's deranged, and he also gets sreifa for that. Mm-hmm. Since it's so chomor,
I thought ukei ba'asrei. In other words, why are we asking this question of sreifa? We already said we're only learning part. We're learning
the isser, just the isser, not the penalty.
No, they're not learning the penalty.
What you're saying is absolutely correct. But the question is, why are we even learning the isser? If they would be exactly the same, then we could go learn one from the other. Yeah. But I see that the case of ima of her side of the equation is much more chomer than his side of the equation, and therefore that's why there's sreif over here by ima and there's only skila over here by imoy. So maybe I cannot learn with this zima gzeir shava to extend the ashara from the case of ima to aim ima now to imoy and aim imoy. Maybe only in the case where we have sreifas, it's so chomer. There the Torah said add one more generation. But in the case of imoy, which is so much cooler, come on, doesn't everybody prefer getting skila rather than sreifa? So maybe the Torah didn't go and push it to the next level of imoy. So that's the most. Remember, normally you wouldn't ask a kasha like this in Gzeir Shavu, but Rashi says, or Toysa said, because it's not mufna. It's not mufna, so therefore the maiden of Meshivan. It's a malahish, came ima b'sreifa. That's why the Torah says, throw in one more generation. Masha ain't came. Since it's much lighter, we wouldn't add the next generation. So that's reason number one that we're not equating the two, to add skila to the aim imay. For oit, and nocha kasha, hu kihi mahi loy chalakta ba ben bita li aim ima, like we said before in the other mandiyama, just like by her, we're not distinguishing between bita. We didn't have exactly this limud, but similar. When we're talking about on her side of the equation, what's the din by bita? What's the din of ein ima? Bita, that's our Mishnah. What's an ein ima, which means ein chamois? Everything is sreif across the board. Af who, by him, meaning on his side, we shouldn't go and be machali between bita and aim imai. But what is the din between bita and aim imai? Aim imai, we want to learn from imai, we want to learn that it should have a din of skila. But what's the din of afu leitachlik boy ben bita li aim imai? Here we're learning according to the mandiyam nachum. We're turning to the nachum. Ashka be imai lemandiyam esreif chamura ikalim mifrach. And we're talking about v'uki ba'asra, so therefore it's going to be skila. Afu leitachlik boy bein bita li aim imai. We shouldn't make a difference between bita li aim imai. Oh, so what's the din by aim imai? We want to go and see how the din of skila. But what's the din by bitoi?
This one is a sruffin in our Mishnah.
No. It was talking about a bo al ho aim, a bo al aim. So what's him we're asking? So the same thing should apply, that it should be the same thing between bitoi and aim imoi. So they both should get skila. So what's the problem with them? Let's look at the second Rashi. Duma oitma ba'asra, the name of the b'sreifa, he could be toy, kehechi the b'shar sher dido, aim ima kibita, v'holei efsha, kim the sphere lay sreifa chamura, ikon mifrach, imoi b'skila, the aim imoi b'sreifa. Oh, should do it, so it's 5 minutes. Okay, so he's eight, but the rangi schlapped their ruin. Okay, v'oit hukihi, mahi lechalakta bo, just like by her, we didn't distinguish between being bita li aim ima. Then in both cases,
are we bringing that back in the Gemara?
I'm going back in the third line of the Gemara.
Okay.
My hilo chalakta ba being bita li aim ima. There's no difference between bita and aim ima. They both have the same din of sreifa. Af hu li tachlik boy being bita li aim imai. We shouldn't come be mechalik between bitoi li aim imai. And bitoi we said is
skila.
Bitoi we said in our Mishnah is sreifa. So aim imoi, oh, and aim imoi skila. Oh, very good. Bitoi is in our Mishnah, right? We have in our Mishnah in the Srafim, bitoi, second line, bitoi bas benai, all of them are sreifa. And now you want to go and learn uki ba'asra means that the din of aim imoi should be just like imoi. What's the din of imoi? Din of skila, right? That's befeish. Now that's the Mishnah Daka Nun Gimel. And now Amy, we also want to go and give Skila. If we're equating his side of the equation with her side of the equation.
One generation in either direction should be extending the same thing, but
it should both be the same in terms of the Oynish. Both in her side, Bita and Amy are exactly the same. That's our Mishnah. Both of them get Sreifa. So by who, if we're learning Amy from Amy, it should all be the Skila. But the Bita gets Sreifa and Amy gets Skila. That's why you cannot learn one from the other. And according to the Yalaman, you hold that Skila is Chom, in other words, we the Rabbanan. From that final question is another reason why we're not equating aim imoi to aim ima. Meaning, because the Gemara gave now two reasons. What was the reason? We started off with at the top. Ikal mifrach ma lehishikein ima b'sreifa treime behush ima b'skila. That's why by ima we extended one more generation for sreifa. So chomor we extended. But imoi, which is skila, which is less chomor, we don't extend it. According to Maniyama, the whole skila is chomor. Then is if anything, it's logically it's the other way around. The madach by ima, which is a lighter oynish, it's only sreifa. We propel it, we upgrade, and we go from ima to aim ima or to sreifa. So therefore, we have ima b'skila. We're starting off on a much higher level skila. To chavana, we should go to aim ima b'skila. So therefore, that kasha is nishka kasha. However, the second kasha, who kihi mahi lechalak tabo ben bita le aim ima afule tachlik by ben bita le aim ima. That kasha applies whether you hold skila chamura or sreifa chamura. Once you're saying that we want to equate them, that should be exactly the same, but it's not exactly the same.
Because the mother is his grandmother is with skila and his daughter is with sreifa.
in the case of his side. In her side, it's all the same trace from up and down all the way.
Right.
But in his side, now you're going to have skila by the aim imai, right, and you're going to have the sreifa by the bitai. And therefore, that says in one of them, that's another, that reason goes according to both skila chamura or sreifa chamura, that you can't be machat. Once you want to equate them, then you have to equate them all along, across the board, instead of here. By her, it's always straight. And here, you're saying sometimes straight and sometimes skila. And that's how the Gemara concludes. We asked at the beginning of this last discussion, why don't you say, imahi, aim imasura af hu, aim imoy asura? So Abayi says, imkahi, and that's an exclusion. He says, Rav, you don't have to go with the exclusion. The reason is because, saif you hold on mino mino, saif you hold on mino yakra. And saif you hold like Reb Shimon, sreifa chamura. Saif you hold like the fun and that, skila chamura. For the various kashas that we learned, we cannot equate the two fully. That's the reason why aim imoy, not only is there no din of sreifa, nor din of skila, it's not even osur. It's only drabanan shniyos be divrei sofren. To be continued, Metrim, tomorrow.
What did you choose? You said because.